start your day the same way, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman.
In Parshas Lech Lecha, which we learned yesterday, the Torah tells us how Avraham Avinu risked his life to save Lot, who'd been taken into capture. And it's a dover be'itoy to speak about this, as we know, unfortunately, the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, the melchoma, the matzav in the entire world. And Nebuch, over 220 Yidden, as we are all aware, have been taken by Tzorah of the Shivya, and no one knows what's happened to them. We can't even begin to think, Nebuch, what these Yidden are going through. So we can learn a lesson. What should we be thinking in these days? How should we be behaving? And what does Ribbono Shel Olam want from us? It's written in Parshas Lech Lecha as follows. V'yishma Avram, Avram Avini heard, ki nishba ochiv, that his brother was taken into captivity, v'ayur keschanicha v'yili debesoi, v'yidof adon. And the question is, felt very sorry for Lot, he was taken into captivity. But is that a reason that Avram Avini needs to risk his life to try and rescue him and to save him? So in Medrash Rabba is written as follows. Why did they capture Lot? What were the Goyim interested in Lot? There was a war going on, and they see Lot, and they take Lot into captivity. Why did they want to capture Lot? Steht in Medrash that they made a mistake. They weren't really interested in Lot. They thought that captured Avraham Avinu. Because Rashi tells us on the Pusik, Al notehi meriva, b'neini ki anoshim achim anochni. We are brothers. Avraham Avinu and Lot weren't brothers. Lot was his nephew. Says the Rashi, why did Avraham Avinu say, we are brothers? They were doime beklaste punim. They looked the same. People couldn't tell them apart. People thought that Lot was Avraham Avinu. The reason why Lot was captured was because they wanted to capture Avraham Avinu. So they took Lot. Vayishma Avram, Avraham Avinu heard ki nishba ochiv. His brother was captured. Not really his brother, it was Lot. He heard that they'd captured him because Lot was anushim achim. He looked the same as Avraham Avinu. They were after Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu felt an achrayis now. It's his achrayis to rescue Lot. Because Lot was only taken into captivity because they thought he was Avraham Avinu. It was really Avraham Avinu that they were after. They were after Lot. The Chofetz Chaim explains the gewaltige pshat in the Mama Chazal. Chazal tell us that Leibu Perunis Le'olam Ela B'Shvil Yisroel. That punishment only comes to the world because of Klal Yisroel. Difficult to understand. If there's some calamity happening in Honolulu, in North Korea, and wherever it should be, that's got to do with Klal Yisroel. It's because of Klal Yisroel. Difficult to understand. Says the Chofetz Chaim as follows. There was once a king who wanted to speak to all the people in the city. So he called for a public gathering. Everybody should gather outside the gates of his palace because the king needs to give a very important announcement, a drusha to everybody. So thousands of people, tens of thousands of people gathered. And amongst them, there were a few yidduch there. We can understand the king wasn't speaking specifically to those few yidden. He was speaking to everybody. The yidden were there as well. But in the middle of his speech, he suddenly added in a few lines in Lushan HaKodesh. Said the Chofetz Chaim, we understand that those few lines which he spoke in Lushan HaKodesh were only directed to the Yidden. because there was nobody else there in the crowd who understood Lushna Kodesh. So who could he have been speaking to? Obviously, those few lines were directed only to those eaten there. Said the Chofetz Chaim, when the Rabbeinu Shloim brings punishment to the world, what do the Goyim say? It's Mikra. These things happen. Calamities, wars. This is the way of the world. So they don't take any notice. Hashem is not speaking to them. So who is Hashem speaking to? Hashem is speaking to the Yidden, to Klal Yisrael, those who understand that nothing happens by Mikra. Everything happens because Rabbi Yishun is sending us a message, a wake-up call. So Laibul Parunis La'olam Ela B'Shvil Yisrael. If this is so about any calamity which happens anywhere in the world, Alachas Kama V'Kama, in Kol Shekein, when Nebuch, the Tzura is in Klal Yisrael, and the Tzura is about Acheini B'nei Yisrael, then Avada, the Rebbeinu Shlom, is giving us all a message. It's very possible that those Yidden Nebuch who have been captured and taken into captivity, they themselves are not on the Madrega even to understand. They want Zoicha to a Yiddish Echinach. They don't understand why they were taken into captivity. Oh, but the reason why they were captured wasn't because the Hamas wanted Dafka to select this person and not that person. Not like when somebody is kidnapped, that he's kidnapped because the kidnappers want specifically this particular person. They were kidnapped because they are Yidden, because they have an Ashumah. And because of that, that's why they were taken. But it wasn't that they were taken and we weren't. It wasn't that they were only interested in those 229 Yidden and they weren't interested to take away any other Yidden. They were interested to kill and to kidnap all the Yidden. But this is who they could get their hands on. So, oy bezoy, this is a bechina from V'yishma Avram Kinishba Uchiv. We all need to feel that these Yidden were taken to captivity. This is Uchiv. These are our own brothers and sisters. They were taken because they are Yidden like we are Yidden. And they have an Ashumah like we have an Ashumah. So just like Avraham Avinu felt it was his achrayus to rescue Lot, so it is our achrayus to worry and to daven and to beit Rabbeinu Shloilam to save these Yidden and to save Klal Yisrael. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tanis, Mitzvah Saseh min HaTorah Lizoik Lariya B'chatzoitzus Al Kol Tzura Shetuvoy Al Atziba. The Rambam says there's a special Mitzvah Saseh to daven, to cry to Hashem when there's a Zman from Eis Tzura. That means just like we understand that our Mitzvah Derabunon, that our Mitzvah Deraisa, when it comes Pesach, a Grisa Mitzvah, Me'es Dematzah Lela Seder, Mezitzt in the Sikha, Meshokud Lilev, Mehet the Shoifer, Da Mitzvah Deraisa, writes the Rambam, there are times when Tfilah, which the whole year round is only Mitzvah Derabunon, it becomes a Mitzvah Deraisa. The Rebbeinu Shloim is sending us a message that he wants us to do something now. When is that? That's when Chas V'Shulim at Surah comes on the Tzibba. Shenema Apusikim Baloischa. When a mechuma will come in your land, you should blow a teria on the chatzoitzrus. Says the Rambam, when one sees a tzura, we have a mitzvah deraisa to call out to Hashem. So this is now what we have to do, to call out to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and ask Rabbeinu Shloilam to have Rachmonas on Klal Yisrael. But this is only part of it. We need also to feel with the Tzura of those Yidden Nebuch, what they are going through. There's a Gemara Masechtas Tanis in Daf Yud Aleph Umad Aleph. Tuni Rabunan, Bizman Shisul Shirim Betzah. When it's a time in Klal Yisrael, it's in a time of Tzah, like now. Epirish Echad Mehem. And there's one he decides he's going to be Poirish. You know what? I can't take all of this. I'm going off now on holiday. Going off to somewhere removed from the rest of the world. I'm going to time out. Have a nice time. Zuk the Gemara. Boim Shnei Malachai Hashushim Elavim Loi Le'udam. Those two Maluchim, who normally they accompany a person, Menichin Lo Yedeim Al Roshoi, they put their hands on this person's head, V'oimrim, and they say, Ploini Ze Shepirish Min Hatziba Al Yire Benechumas Tziba. This person, who he knows the whole Klal Yisrael is suffering, and he has decided to exclude himself. He doesn't want to feel with the pain of Klal Yisrael. This person, Al Yire Benechumas Tziba. When Klal Yisrael Bizoicha Lusid Luvay to the Nechuma, he won't be there. Carries on the Gemara, Tanya Idach, Bizman Shat Tziba Shuri Betzah. When the Tziba is Betzah, Al Yoyim Ha'udam, a person should say, Eilech Lebeisi V'oichel V'eshter V'shulim Alecha Nafshi. You know what? Going to make a nice meal at home, going to tuck in, buy nice things, buy new things, whatever, for not, when speaking about not things which are necessity, things which are extras, luxury, things which you don't need. You just want to indulge for whatever reason. Ela yitzah udam im hatziba. A person should feel with the pain of the tziba. Shekein mutsini b'moshe rabbeini. This is what's written about Moshe Rabbeini, Shesia Atzmoi Im Hatziba. Tells us the Gemara that B'Shas the Melchuma against Amulek in Parshas B'Shalach is written in the Torah, V'idei Moshe Kevedim, V'ichi Evim V'yasim Etachto V'yeshev Leir. They took a stone that Moshe Rabbeini should sit on a stone. Freit the Gemara, could they not have brought a cushion, a pillow, a chair for Moshe Rabbeini to sit on? He sat on a stone. Elakachom Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeini said. Hoyu v'Yisrael Shirim Betzah. Because I can see Klal Yisrael's now in the matzav of Tzah, there's a melchuma going on with Amulek. Afani eye imuem Betzah. Although Moshe Rabbeini wasn't on the front line actually fighting Amulek, but Moshe Rabbeini said, how can I sit on a pillow, how can I sit on a comfortable chair when Klal Yisrael are fighting? Finishes off the Gemara, V'chala Metzah, Atzmi Masiba, Zoya V'roya B'nechumas Tziba. There's a letter which the Kapishnitz Rebbe, Zeicher Tzadik Levrucha, wrote in the middle of the Second World War. He was able to escape from Vienna just before the war broke out to America. And he came to America, and in America, he didn't want to eat almost anything, just literally the basic bread and water. And one of the Gedolim at the time wrote him a letter. This is a letter written in 1945. He'd been already for 5 years. And this Gudel wrote him a letter. I heard, obviously he'd only heard then, I heard that you're neglecting your health and you're not eating and drinking properly, you're not looking after yourself. And the doctor has told you that you've got to change your eating habits. And you refuse to listen to him. And this Gudel wrote to the capricious Rebbe, I'm commanding you that you mechiev api aluchum, and has to listen to a doctor. You've got to start eating and drinking properly. And the capricious Rebbe wrote back to this Gudel the following letter. In regards to the instructions of the doctor, although his words made a great impression on me, kibalti v'gamati belibi, I was makabel on myself, levilti achoil busa b'choil, I will not eat any meat in the week, until the Rabbeinu Shloilom will look down mimoim kodshoi, and he will have rachmunas on Klal Yisrael, because I tremble when I think about the tsurois which Acheini B'nei Yisrael is going through, and all this suffering, until my hair stands on end. And therefore, Hagam, ki b'chol libi v'nafshi rotzisi l'malus v'tzoyin v'zeh, I would really like to listen to what this Gudel has told me and to be mekayem mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachomim. But you should know I cannot do this. Ad she'eske lishmoya macheini b'nei Yisroel, until I'm zoiche to hear from our brothers and sisters, Hanishurim, who are still here, ki puked Hashem es amoi, luseis lehem lechem al kopunim. When I will hear that our brothers and sisters have at least bread to eat, then I can think of eating more. But as long as I know they don't even have nebuch bread to eat, the Yidden in Europe, how can I put food into my mouth? It's written in Parshas Miketz of Shavayigash that when the Shvutim, Yaakov Avini and the Shvutim came down to Mitzrayim and Yosef welcomed them and he looked after them, steht in the Pusik, Vayachalkel Yosef es Echov, Veskol Beis Oviv, Lechem Lefi Hatov. That Yosef at Tzadik looked after them all and he gave them all Lechem Lefi Hatov. According to the amount of people, this is how he distributed to them food. Freik the Sfone, Gevaldige Kasha. Yosef was the Moshe B'chol Mitzrayim. He was in charge of all the storehouses. He could have given them the best and the choicest food, as much as they wanted, without end. And yet, it seems from the Pushtuk that he only gave them rationed amounts of bread, lechem lefi hatov. Shabdot nesfonoi, afa pi shahoye biyudai, laharbois lemuzoi, even though he could have given them as much food as they would have wanted, nuson lehem bemida mesafekas. He gave them a limited, rationed amount. And he quotes this Gemara in Masechtas Tanis, that in a time when the tzibur shuri b'tzar, a person is not allowed to indulge. So therefore Yosef HaTzadik felt it was wrong. There's a famine. He refused to give them anything more. In Koivet Sa'uras, at the back of the Seif in Simen Ches, writes Rebbe Chunan Wasserman, he's medayik this from the Psikim and Parshas Noach, that Noach was only permitted to take into the Teva a small amount of food, just the basic amount which he needed to survive. He wasn't allowed to take in extra food. Explains Rabbi Chunan Wasserman the same yesod. Lahoy reshum lahunois rak kefi hahechruch. They couldn't take in extras, just the basics. Ki uzu leudam levakish toivois laatzmoi. It's forbidden for a person to enjoy himself in this man when the world is bitzar. The world was bitzar. Everything was being destroyed. And although the world was shoim, but nevertheless it was a zman of tzar. It wasn't appropriate in such a time. Noach should be sitting in the teva, tucking in, eating all choice foods. He only took in the basic minimum. The Gemara Masechtas Megillah in Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph tells us that the Talmidim of Reb Zeira once asked him, Bama harach to yomim. Why were you zoicha to such a long life? And Reb Zeira answered them back and he said, the reason is because vloisasti betakulas chaverai. I never rejoiced over the downfall of my friend. Freik de mashur gewaldige kasha. Is that such a moedike mala? So often a pusit, benufoil oivecho. You're not even allowed to rejoice when your enemy has a downfall. Kal v'choymer, your own friend. So what was the great sechidish that Reb Zeira said, Loisasti, I didn't rejoice, betakulis chaveroi, on the downfall of my friend. Zukt Reb Itzikul Volker, einer von der größer Tzadikim, 200 years ago. The pshat von Reb Zeira is a andere. What Reb Zeira was saying was, Veloisasti, when I made a simcha, I was making a simcha, I had a baby, a bar mitzvah, a son, a chasana of a kint, an einikel, I couldn't fully rejoice in my own simcha when I knew Betakulas Chaveirai, that at that particular time, one of my Chaveirim was going through a difficult time. When I saw my Chaveirim was suffering, I was not able myself to enjoy fully my own Simcha. Loisasti, I couldn't be besimcha in my own family Simchas when I knew Betakulas Chaveirai. There's a story from one of the Sadigei Rebbes, Avi Yaakov, from the greatest tzaddikim, 60, 70 years ago. He was once by a bris. You know, it's written in halucha, it's the greatest inyan, to be by a seder's bris, or at least to eat something, a bissel mezoinis from a bris. And he refused to eat anything. What in Bechabegavin, the Rebbe Zolmach and a brucha, should have something from the bris. He refused. They asked him why. He said, so and so is now in the middle of a serious operation. How can I eat when I know this person is now lying on the operating table having an operation? He can't bring himself to eat. Rabbi Chezkel Levenstein, the Ponevish Mashkiach, Zeche Tzadik Levrucha, said, what is the definition of the word achzorius? We look always at the word achzorius, we translate it, it means to be cruel. Achzorius, said Rabbi Chezkel Levenstein, is made from two words. Och, zo. Doesn't mean you're cruel. Means you are indifferent. When you are indifferent to the suffering of your own brother, when you're indifferent to the suffering of another Yid, and you carry on life like normal, because for you everything is normal, Baruch Hashem. All the Yid and that suffering, you are indifferent to them. You are och, zo. This is the definition of achzorius. So this is our avoida. Our avoida is to be mishtatef betzeruson shel Yisroel. The Chofetz Chaim in the First World War, and the same story is told about the Siyatan Rebbe in the Second World War, refused to sleep in a bed at night. They said, the Chofetz Chaim said, how can I sleep in a bed when I know that so many Yidden Nebuch haven't got a roof over their heads? I can't go into my bed at night. The Siyatan Rebbe, in the year 1940, he was in Yerushalayim. He came to Eretz Yisrael before the war, he lived in Tel Aviv. And he came in the year Tovshin to Yerushalayim. And the Gaboim noticed the Rebbe seems never to touch his bed. They noticed the bed was untouched. One night, in the middle of the night, one of the Gaboim needed something very important from the Rebbe's bedroom. So he tiptoed into the room, and he saw the Siyatan Rebbe, who was then at the time 83 years old, was asleep on the floor, on the balatos of the room. The bed was untouched. He was sleeping on the floor. Didn't want to go into the bed. This was the Madrega of Tzadikim, Mishtatev Zan in the Tzuras von Yidden. Same story is told over about Reb Chaim Brisker. There was once a big sreifa in the town Brisk, and many of the houses were burnt to the ground. Reb Chaim Brisker, his house was saved, but he didn't sleep at a bed. He said, as long as the Yidden and Brisk haven't got a bed to sleep in, I can't sleep either in my bed. There are also Moedika letters from Gedoilim, who we see how the Tzav Klal Yisrael affected them so much. Not only as far as their gashmius, their eating and sleeping habits, but they weren't even able to learn Torah with a full concentration as they used to in other times. Miluni gudel fin Rabbi Kiva Eger. There is a letter from Rabbi Kiva Eger. I couldn't believe it when I saw this letter. The Heilige Rabbi Kiva Eger. He writes in a letter. He hadn't received, now I don't know why and how, he hadn't received a letter from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer was his son-in-law, Kiyadiyah. For 3 months, he had had no contact. He hadn't heard anything. No letter. And he was very worried. Why is his son-in-law, why is his daughter not sent him any letter? Doesn't know what's happened to them. Something happened to them. And in a letter which Rabbi Kiva Eger writes to somebody, he'd asked him a shala, waiting that Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to write him Achiever, what he should do. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes as follows. I received your letter. I'm sorry, At the moment, I'm unable to reply. Kiroshi velibi bal imi. My head and my heart are not with me. Viyudi rufi. And my hands have become weak. Legoidel tsari. From my great pain. Almenias micht of chosni hagun. That I haven't received a letter from my son-in-law, the great Gaon, the Chasam Sofer, and his wife, my daughter, the Rebbetzin, more than 3 months. I didn't receive not a Bichas Shunem, not a letter before Rosh Hashanah, and I didn't receive a letter wishing me Mazel Tov on the engagement of my grandchildren. Tsari gudol minasoi mamish. My tsar is greater than I can bear. Nechleisi, I have fallen ill. V'chol eivorai mekirurim, and all my limbs have become cold. Lo'ichel lachamim oisim, I can't warm them up. V'kusha olai achizus halkilmus lichtoiv, I can push it. It's difficult for me to hold a pen to write, and therefore I'm sorry, I'm unable to write to you and to answer your question. This is a letter which Rabbi Akiva Eiger wrote. Imachza Avruam, from one of the great Gedolim, who was known as the Brother Ruf, Rabbi Avruam Menachem Steinberg, on the Gedolim Poskim 150 years ago. This is printed in the Sefer Tshiva, which he wrote to one of the Rabbunim who asked him a difficult shala. And it was at the time when the Alter Sadiger Rebbe had just been Nifta, and he was a Sadiger Chusid. He wrote him back a long Tshiva. And in his tshiva, he writes as follows. All that I have written is just what I've written on a superficial level. I was not able to be ma'ayim properly, like I normally do. Even in this tshiva which I wrote, I had to stop a number of times. Machmas yumim eli yemeitzah she'ovri oleini, because these days are days of tzah which we are going through, and you're right, because of the patira from the Alter Sadiger Rebbe. Ve'al kein, and therefore libi bal imi, my heart is not with me, and all my thoughts are confused. Ve'ein bekoichi la'ayin karui, and therefore I'm unable to be ma'ayin properly. Therefore, al kein yirikavoy de lichtav oid l'rav gudel echot. I ask you, please send this question to somebody else as well. Don't rely on what I have written, because unfortunately, I'm not able to concentrate properly. So this is the madrega of how Gedol Yisrael felt and were mishtatef b'tzarusam shel Yisrael. Not that they ate and drank normally, not that they slept normally, and not that they were even able to learn properly. And the vote was as well, because like we said, v'yishma Avram ki nishba ochiv. They felt, this is nishba ochiv, this is my own brother who's been taken in captivity. And not just my own brother, he's been taken in captivity because of me. The Chod Kiv Rebbe Taka writes a few times, and this is a Bavista Yasod, that Gedoyle Yisrael always, when somebody came to them, all the time, throughout the year, with a kvittel, that this person, whatever is going through a problem, whether it should be Shulam Bayis, Tzar Gidol Bunim, Panusa, whatever it should be. So the Gedoylim understood that this is being brought to their attention because somehow they have a responsibility, they have an achrayis for it. The Gemara Masechtas Makkos tells us that Eliyahu Hanavi used to visit Rabbi Shir ben Levi regularly. And it once went by 3 days and he didn't come to him. And Rabbi Shir ben Levi asked him when he came, where have you been the last 3 days? And Eliyahu Hanavi told Rabbi Shir ben Levi that somebody in your area was killed by a lion. And because it happened in your area, you bear responsibility. So Eliyahu Hanavi boycotted Rabbi Shir ben Levi for 3 days. It was as if to say he's in Chayrim. Couldn't go to visit him because Shloshel Yomim Lebechi. He had somehow. Why was Rabbi Shir ben Levi responsible? But this is the avoda of Gedolim. This is a story about Eliyahu HaNavi, Rabbi Shia ben Levi. But when we have here such a calamity, which has shaken whole of Klal Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael, this is something which is each and every one of us has to feel as Rabbein Shloilam is speaking to us. Just want to finish off with one final word for state in the Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Mojit Sarebbe. Last week's Parsha, Parsha Lech Lecha, we had two stories of people taken into captivity. One was Loit, and the other, as we know, was Sura Imeni. Avraham Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, and Sura Imeni was taken into captivity. Brings the Mojit Sarebbe a medrash as follows. State a medrash that when Sura Imeni was taken to captivity, she davened to Hashem. And she said to Rabbi Shalom, Avruam bahavtucha va'ani be'emina, Avruam bachitz va'ani befnim. She asked as follows, Rabbi Shalom, Avruam bahavtucha, you gave a promise to Avraham Avinu, Lech lecho ma'azcho, says Rashi, Lech lecho lehanoscho letoivoscho. Everything's going to be good for him. He got a haftucha. The haftucha was only given to Avraham Avinu. Suri Meini didn't receive that haftucha. So why was she so confident? Va'ani be'emina. I went along because I had the mina. Freg Suri Meini. So how can it be that Avraham bachitz, Avraham Avinu, he's outside. Nothing's happened to him. He's all right. Va'ani b'fnim. And I've been captured. I'm here in Beis Parah, and who knows what he's going to do to me. Said the Rabbein Shalom. Answered the Rabbein Shalom. Everything which I'm going to do to Paroi is only in your schis, not in Avraham's schis. Shenema, as the Pusik says, V'inag Hashem is Beis Paroi, Neguim Gedoilim, Al-Dava Surai Eishes Avraham. Al-Dava Surai in the schis of Avraham. Azoi Shteitim Medesh. Freik the Mojit Sarebbe, Lechoira, Suri Meini's words are difficult to understand. What was she asking? Rabbein Shalom, it's not fair. You promised Avraham Avinu, and I have a mina, so why is he outside and I'm inside? She said herself the answer. Because Avraham Avinu got a haftucha, he got a promise, and she didn't. So Avraham Avinu, he got the haftucha, that's why he's outside. Suri Meini didn't get the haftucha, Nebuch, she was taken in captivity. She herself said the answer. So what was her question? Avraham bechitz v'ani befnim. Zog the Mojit Sarebbe, from the words of this medrash, of the words of Suri Meini, we see that when a Yid has a mina in the Rabbein Shalom, this is even a greater shemira than a haftucha. Why? Because you can have a haftucha, and a person afterwards can lose that promise, Shema Yigroim Hachet. Like we see by Yaakov Avinu, he was worried, although the Rabbein Shalom had promised him, he was worried, Shema Yigroim Hachet, a person could do an Aveira, he's no longer worthy of the promise. But when a Yid has a mina, that's the ultimate madrega. So, Suri Meini freak the kasha to Rabbein Shloilem. Rabbein Shloilem, Avraham Avinu didn't need to have a mina because you promised him, so he didn't have a mina. Avraham Avinu was Rum Bahavtucha. He was just relying on the Avtucha. Suri Meini, who didn't receive Avtucha, Vani Bamina, she was relying on a mina. A mina is a much greater shmira than a haftucha. So how can this be that Avraham bachitz v'ani befnim? But I've got a mina, so how can this happen? And the Rabbein Shem answered her, don't worry. You will be safe. And as I state in the Torah, v'enag Hashem is beis paroi, neguin gedoilim al devas surai. In the schitz v'en the mina, the suri meini had, in that schitz, she was saved. And this is our avoida now as well. Our avoida is we need to have a mina. We need to have a mina in the Rabbein Shloilem. Ki lo yitosh Hashem es amoi, v'nachlusoi, lo yazoiv. And the Rabbein Shem zol helfim, zol ala zoichazayin, zoichazayin, zezayin, v'nachum esim, v'shaloyim, omen ken yirutsoiv.